website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day on this broadcast. The broadcast format designed around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion on the questions that we set up. We're talking about today praying for America. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and following says, I exert therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's very clear in the text. If we want to live a quiet and peaceful life, we want to pray for those that are in authority. Some of our prayers may be, God give them wisdom, support, God watch over them and protect them. Some of our prayers for those leadership may be, God remove them, that we might live a quiet and peaceful life. Now, you may disagree with that approach, but I believe that's fitting based on the context of the few verses there that I just read. And because the election is over, because we as Christians and conservatives and patriots feel that we have seen God's hand at work, because we've seen the intervention of God that's given us Donald J. Trump for President 47, I believe many are lulled into believing that it's over. The battle is finished. Ladies and gentlemen, we just won one of the skirmishes. The real battle, listen, the real battle is before us. The real battle is within the next 65 to 70 days. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the long knives, the pitchforks, the demons coming out of the closet in Washington. They're scrambling out of the sewer. The Marxist media, the mantra is just how awful President Trump's cabinet selections are. I think the mantra for Biden and Obama and Clinton, they were applauding their appointments, even when we find that the president administration secretary of state was a former male stripper, and somehow, some way, that's okay. But don't put anybody that has a reputation or a background or ability or qualifications in office under the proposed Trump administration. There's something bad wrong with that. To hear the Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party speaking about it. We're going to talk about that today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about some of Trump's appointments, the proposed appointments, who they are and what they are. We're going to talk about what President Donald J. Trump said, some of his priorities. Number one is to stop censorship at every level. And secondly, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that through the Trump administration, we're going to see some changes in American political atmosphere and approach that we've not seen in years. In fact, I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, says, Obama appointees are burrowing, B-U-R-R-O-W-I-N-G, burrowing in for career jobs. Taking those some of those, ladies and gentlemen, that were appointed positions. They're trying now to make them federal jobs that cannot be altered. I'm looking at the headline. It says, Biden's Deputy National Secretary Advisor Ann Nuremberg is trying to burrow in to lead the internal resistance against the incoming Trump administration. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got millions of bureaucrats embedded in every aspect of the federal government that literally thinks they run the nation. They think that they run the nation and not the elected leader. They're burrowing in at this very moment. In fact, Joe Biden said that they're Trump-proofing his administration. Trump-proofing, what does that mean? To set it up so that Trump cannot fire those that are part of the sewer. But I've got news for you. In my most humble opinion, I believe that's going to take place on a wholesale basis. So as we look at this, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand from a central biblicist worldview, we need to recognize what is happening politically. And as Christians, we need to participate, take part, and be salt and light. There are those that say, well, Christians ought not to be involved in this process. Ladies and gentlemen, look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at Daniel. Look at David. Look at Paul. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Were they involved? Absolutely. And for a weak-minded mindset by multitudes of pastors, Christian leaders, and Christians in the pews in the average church, the mindset is we just leave all of that alone and let the rank and file in the political world make the decision. I believe it's time we sit up, speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen as salt and light in the society in which we're living in. And in particular, we need to pray and continue to seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Our land needs healing. And I believe he has started the put in motion the potentiality of a leader that can allow God to use our land. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for those, ladies and gentlemen, that President Donald Trump is appointing. We need to recognize that we're in a real battle. I'm looking at a headline that said, a lot of soul searching. Teamsters chief announces the time is over for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. In part, the article reads, Teamsters President Sean O'Brien went one step further, a huge leap. He said the time for Democrat state Senate leaders Chuck Schumer and former Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, it's over. And they need specifically Schumer and Pelosi to admit their time is over. And he goes on to talk about how within the realm of the Teamsters Union, they have determined that they could not vote for Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or any of the Democratic Party for this election. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, the scripture says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that we need to depend upon today, perhaps more than ever, in the history of Christendom. We need to depend on God's word. What God's word says. And if God's word says, with Jesus speaking, that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, we need to, as Christians, be salt and light. Salt and light. Light illumines darkness. Salt defers, deters decay. And I believe that's what we need to do. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Truth matters whether you agree with it or not. Truth matters whether you realize it matters or not. And today we live in a society, according to the latest research, where the younger generation, the millennials, say that in America, there's no absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that same survey points out that that age group, the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, they make this statement. Each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. You can't bifurcate truth and get truth. half-truth is a whole lie. And we need to realize that. That's what we see taking place today through the Marxist media. That's what we see taking place today with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. Even in the run-up to the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump, which is supposed to take place on January the 20th of next year. January the 20th. We've got about 70 days, 65 to 70 days left. And ladies and gentlemen, my point is the long knives, the pitchforks, the demons that are coming out of the sewer in Washington will try to defer, delay, or destroy that transition of power. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe that's what we ought to do today. Is standing for the truth of the Word of God. Standing for the truth of what is moral, ethical, biblical truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Flying atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just one moment, our telephone lines will open, inviting you to call in, giving us your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Love to hear from you today. What are your thoughts about some of the appointments of Donald J. Trump for his cabinet? Do you have good, bad, or indifferent feelings about it? What are your thoughts? Did he go too far? Did he not go far enough? Do you think these appointments are going to be standing for Donald Trump or going against him? What are your thoughts on it? I've got several that we'll name. We can't cover all of them in depth, but we'll touch on most of them and ask the question. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line of where we're going today, Donald J. Trump has made a full-fledged, out-and-out commitment that is going to clean the sewer in D.C. And part of that sewer cleaning is to remove from any vestige of governmental control our freedom of speech and our religious liberties. He is going to, on day one, by executive order, cause to cease and desist any social media, any platform media, anything to do with our texting, anything to do with our calling, anything to do with our Instagram, anything to do with the Google, anything to do with the social media of every kind, to prevent them, those social media platforms, from infringing on our constitutional rights by following us, censoring us, and not allowing us to say what needs to be said. I'll give you a good example. I've censorship just recently in one of the messages that I preached on the pulpit in our church. I happened to mention someplace in that message about the COVID jabs and about the lie that was perpetrated upon Americans that you needed to have the jab and that the jab was supposed to be 95-97% efficacious, and it was a lie. So we got bumped on YouTube because supposedly we gave out medical disinformation, as it was called. So we've been bumped, and that's the second time. They say the third time you're going to be taken off YouTube permanently. That's infringing on our religious liberties, number one, our freedom of speech being absolutely crushed with those censors making the determination of what we can say and what we can't say. I think it's time that you and I, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we say enough is enough, and that we hold Trump's hands up in prayer, asking God to protect him, in particular, protecting his life. Secondly, protecting him with wisdom to make the decision to do what is needful and necessary in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we have those out there that have Trump syndrome deficiency. I've forgotten what they call it. I'm looking at a headline that says, Oregon store That's the state of Oregon. Oregon store bans all Trump voters. This is, yeah, it's called the Trump Derangement Syndrome. Thank you, Roger. Trump Derangement Syndrome. And Oregon, this says an Oregon gift shop has banned all customers who voted for President Trump. It's a deco shop, gift shop. They posted a huge message in the front store window after the presidential election. Quote, if you voted for him, you are not welcome here, read the sign scribbled in on cardboard. The store is based in Cannon Beach, Oregon. And just in case Trump supporters did not get the message, the owner posted additional information on social media. Quote, mood, the owner wrote, it's just not okay. If you voted for him, you're bottom line condoning bigotry, sexism, racism. You're choosing self over people. You're not welcome here. Never, never, never. Ladies and gentlemen, this writer says the good news is that there are plenty of other places to buy little doilies and knickknacks rather than in that store in Cannon Beach, Oregon. I believe it's time that we recognize that our freedom of speech, our religious liberties are absolutely being censored every day. Our text messages, our emails, our telephones being censored every day. Instagram, LinkedIn, et cetera, censored. We're being traced, tracked, and how would you say, marked by the federal government. Oh, they say they're not doing it, but they're contracting out with the social media to do it. And we'll talk about that further in the broadcast, where I believe it's the 302, the 230 exemption immunity that's given to the social media. Trump is talking about modifying that, ratifying that in some fashion that will make it illegal for them to do that. I am encouraged by that. If he does nothing else, I'm encouraged by that. Because we ought not to live in a nation where our Bill of Rights are being censored, especially our religious liberties and freedom of speech. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, dude. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I hope you're well.
Yes. I've had a lot of friends, so-called, I call them associates. I say it like that. And family members that was pissed at me because I said I'm voting for Trump. Because he ran this country as a business. He wasn't a professional politician. He saw what was happening to America and he stood up and he did something about it. In his 4 years in office, it was great. When Biden got in there, well, I say Biden, well, Obama got in there again, we were going down the drain.
And Obama's been behind the scenes. He's been the puppet master now for 4 years. Joe Biden hadn't made a conscious, deliberate decision himself since he's been in office, but we were told he was on his mark, he was on target, that he was sharp as a tack, that he could do this, this, and this backwards, and everything was okay until they wanted to put Kamala Harris in. Then all of a sudden, the media, Marxist media and others, said that Joe Biden was not able to account for each day. Not able to carry out the work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know the story. But Kenneth, I'm looking at a headline, and it touches on one of the major aspects of what I'm saying today. And that is the fact that they're all upset now, hair on fire, with each candidate, each one that Trump announces that he is appointing to a cabinet position. They're all upset. But to listen, headline says the media panics over Trump administration's picks. Try to think back just a few years, if you can, the transition period of Biden-Harris administration. I'm talking about the personnel decisions, and particularly the key cabinet appointments that the incoming administration made the weeks after the media called the race for Joe Biden back to the end of 2020. Those personnel decisions were treated as non-stories. They came and went, and the media didn't talk about them. There wasn't a lot of outrage or any debate. For example, Pete Buttigieg. For example, Buttigieg became the transportation secretary because he likes trains and was vaguely interested in airplanes, and also he's gay. Those were his only qualifications. Those were his only qualifications, this writer says. So they put him in charge of the Department of Transportation, which has a budget of over $10 billion and oversees the national highways and railways and airports. Why not? It made sense to a Democrat at that time. What's the worst thing that could happen? A train carrying toxic chemicals might derail somewhere in Ohio? What were the odds of that? And the article goes on and on. The whole point is, back when Obama picked his cabinet, back when Obama picked the cabinet for Biden, and all of those came to the forefront, nothing was said with the Biden administration, with the Secretary of State, formerly being, I'm pretty certain I'm right with the one, formerly being a male stripper. That was okay. That was his qualifications to be Secretary of State. He's the very one that's been backdoor attempting to undermine the nation of Israel with the enemies, and at the same time authorizing through the Biden administration billions of dollars in payments to the enemy against Israel, and making it look as though we're still standing for Israel. That's kind of hogwash that we have for what they've done. But now all of a sudden, when you appoint good people for the positions of the cabinet leadership, all of a sudden hair on fire that Trump is listen, they're saying Trump is just simply picking Trump loyalists. Well, I'm thankful. I say praise God he's doing that. Would they want him to pick Nancy Pelosi for Secretary of State, Chuck Schumer for the Department of Justice? Certainly not. So they're picking, Trump is picking Trump loyalists, as he should. What say you?
Dr. Youngblood, I'm dead on with you. For real, I'm dead on with you. Because it is so ridiculous that, and then he's talking about a peaceful transportation of power. No. You're lying out the side of your neck. You are lying out the side of your neck. Because, like you said, they're going to fight. It's just like in New York. Now, they push Trump trial up. Am I right?
Yeah, they just they didn't push the trial up. They've already had the trial. They found him guilty. The jury has rendered a guilty verdict. Judge has not passed sentence. They pushed that up. They pushed it up. And what's happening here? Here's my take on that, Kenneth, and for those listening, the judge has not passed sentence, but the trial jury said he was guilty, and the charges was a felony. So therefore now, in the next 65 days, the Democrats are going to appeal to the Supreme Court, according to Jamie Raskin, one that's in the U.S. House. Raskin led the two attempts to charge Trump with crimes that would make him be impeached. They failed at both of them, but the same Jamie Raskins now says he's already preparing the documents to file suit and fast-track it to the Supreme Court to prevent Trump from being certified, because he is a, quote, convicted felon, and he is an insurrectionist. And so on those two he's not been charged as an insurrectionist other than by the socialist Marxist media and by the Communist Party called Democrats, but they're going to use that to try to prevent the certification of Trump's being seated. And yet they talked about yesterday of a peaceful transition of power. That's an absolute lie.
What I want
our listeners to understand, we're in for a rough road. And as I said a moment ago, the long knives, the pitchforks, and the demons are coming out of the sewers in D.C. in the preparation to try to destroy Donald Trump's opportunity to be certified, and then for his opportunity to be have his candidates for appointment for the cabinet post to be authorized. So it deserves our prayer. That's the purpose and the point that I make. We need to be praying for America. Go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question? I believe all these insurrectionists, all these people that they led into the border, especially the people that hate us, they're going to blame it on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to blame it on Trump. When they start moving all the people that hate us, China, Russia, especially the Arabs, I mean, I don't mean to say it like that, but it's true.
Well, Well, listen, here's the bottom line, Kenneth. I make this statement, since your take on it, let you go. Tom Holman, H-O-M-A-N, Holman, has been appointed as Bartazar. He's been chewed up, spit out, challenged by every aspect of the socialist Marxist media.
Yes.
They had one of the open-minded nitwit journalists that asked him the question, said, "Do you mean to say in deporting people that you'll separate families?" He said, "No, we'll deport the whole family."
Thank you. They said
we're gonna separate children from their fathers. He said, "Listen, when I was a police officer in New York City," he said, "I'd arrest a drunk, put him in jail. At the time I arrested him, I separated him from his family. But we had to do it because it's carrying out the law. It's justice that needs to be done." They have tried to attack him on every hand, but he says he's absolutely going to be the one that will carry out Trump's plan to basically clean America of the illegal invaders that's taken over our nation. We need to understand, and our listeners need to understand, it deserves our serious, fervent prayer for those that will be in that position. Tom Holman, for example, we need to pray for him that God will give him wisdom and strength and tenacity to carry out what needs to be done for the protection of America. I believe, Kenneth, we have thousands upon thousands of enemies inside the American borders that's waiting until the right time to strike America. I believe we had Chinese enemies in America. I believe have Islamic jihadists in America.
Yes,
I believe we have Russians in America. I believe we have the North Koreans in America, all waiting until the right time to attack our nation. We need to see that, recognize that, and deal with it. And it takes the prayers of Christians and conservatives. The faithful prayers of a righteous man availeth much, James 5:16 tells us. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3 reminds us that we need to pray for those that lead us. And first of all, Kenneth, I believe that we need to pray that in the future Congress, in our legislature and in the Senate, we need to pray that when they are sworn into office, first of all, they're swearing an oath to the Constitution. We need to inculcate laws, in my opinion, on the federal level that requires every bill to be scrutinized, analyzed, and viewed through the prism of the Constitution before it gets out of the debate session or it goes into debate for anybody to vote on it in the House of the Senate before it ever leaves the House of the Senate floor. I believe that it needs to pass muster with what those men and women have sworn to uphold, and that's our Constitution. And I believe we have failed at that level. So we need to pray for our nation, praying for our leaders.
I think so, Dr. Yelbel, because you got a lot of rhinos now.
Oh, absolutely. And they're going to start coming out of the closet when it comes time to debate on the appointees for Donald J. Trump. Kenneth, our time is up for this part of the hour, but thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep praying and reminding friends, relatives, and acquaintances we can still have a Thanksgiving dinner even if they voted opposite to where we vote and what they should have done. You know, the mindset is if you have friends, relatives, and neighbors, don't let them at your Thanksgiving table if they voted for Trump. That's the mantra today. So I'm telling everybody, if they voted Democrat, put them across the table as you eat turkey, talk about where they were wrong in their voting. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much, and God bless you. Keep looking up. We will have that day one day. Very soon we'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about praying for America. The text in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3 absolutely requires that we pray for our nation, pray for our leaders. We need to pray for Trump as never before. We need to pray for his appointees, because his appointees are going to go through the sausage grinder in the next few days or in the next few weeks when it comes time to affirm them by the House and the Senate in particular. We need to pray that God will shut the mouths of the naysayers and the rhinos and allow those that have wisdom to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and confirm these appointees that Trump is appointing, that we can get America back on track to honor God and to deliver back to American citizens our freedom of religion and freedom of speech. May I say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Be right back right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials.
Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.